A former Bradford councillor's name will live on within his ward. Friends, family and town representatives gathered to officially honour Gary Baines with a street name dedication November 16. The road, called Baines Way, is located in Ward 2, where Gary served between 2014 and 2020, in the eastern area of town. My dad thoroughly enjoyed serving and representing the constituents. Having this street in his ward means the world to us all, Gary's daughter Ashley said. We are beyond grateful for this to be a part of the community. It was always my dad's dream that the Baines name would be honored in Bradford. My dad held great pride in being raised here and loved being a part of this ever-growing community. Gary died in the middle of his second term at the age of 67 in July 2020. During his time on council, he persuaded fellow elected officials to put more money aside for road and sidewalk infrastructure in the older parts of town, curb the reliance on outside consultants and studies, and cut back on the special capital levy when residents were facing significant tax hikes. As a lifetime resident of Bradford West Gwillimbury, I am determined to make every tax dollar count, Gary said during his final campaign. While chairing the Active Transportation Committee, he encouraged the walk-in wheel Wednesdays at local elementary schools, and community hikes on municipal trails. Gary also sat on the Traffic Committee, chaired the Downtown Revitalization Committee, and served on the Holland Marsh Drainage Board. He brought years of business experience to the role of councillor, having been a senior manager in information technology for TD Bank. Gary grew up in rural West Gwillimbury on a dairy farm, and played competitive fastball as a youngster. But the Baines family dates back generations in town. Ashley said Gary always assumed the name would be honored for that lineage, not because of his specific accomplishments. It was the man he was and the relationships he cultivated that brought life to a bench, a ball diamond, and now a street honored in his name, Ashley said. Thank you, Dad, for the man you were during your life, for the wisdom, memories, the lessons, and for this beautiful legacy you've left. Mayor James LeDuc thanked Cache Homes for collaborating on the dedication, and cited the incredible impact Gary had on the community. He made a lasting mark, said LeDuc, who served as the town's deputy mayor during Gary's time on council. He was, above all else, a man who deeply loved this town. He never lost his connection to his roots. He didn't just live here, he believed in the future of this town, its people and its prosperity. Gary also showed unwavering honesty, LeDuc said. He was never afraid to speak his mind when he felt strongly about something, and that was a quality we all admired, LeDuc said. He always had the town's best interests at heart, balancing the need for progress with fiscal responsibility. His sense of duty, combined with his gentle nature, made him a true public servant. Ashley said her father was honored to sit alongside many members of the current council. While he was often the observer, there was never a moment that he didn't have an opinion, she said. He was wise in how he chose his moments and felt deeply about what was worth fighting for. He likely would have loved meeting and sparring with those new to council.